Good afternoon. My name is Raija-Liisa Laakkonen, I come from Finland. I am director of education, and one of my responsibility areas is virtual studies. That's why I am speaking about digital portfolios. I'm using Prezi animation because I like it very much. You all know that portfolios quite long have been models and photographers using, because they have a map with them, and they have their pictures and articles and so on. But these are not digital. If we are talking about universities, teachers and researchers, we can say that the portfolio can be a collection of materials or a collection of evidence. A collection of evidence describing the development of knowledge, skills and attitudes. Nowadays we have four types of portfolios. A file, which is the oldest one. An electronic portfolio, like CD-ROM, videotape, audiotape, so on. But now it is the newest one is digital portfolio, because storing, updating and sharing and editing is so easy, and it is easy to send it by email. And with students we usually use working portfolios, because it is a process in the works. Students should report, reflection and self-assessment their own work. We can say that a portfolio shows qualification. It supports learning process, self-assessment and lifelong learning. And it demonstrates one's competence. Why we should use portfolios? It is easy if we should assess competencies when employing teachers and researchers. And nowadays we always have development discussions in all organizations. And it is easy to use a digital portfolio in development discussions. And when we should reconsidering job description, it is easy to watch what kind of materials we have in digital portfolios. The aim is to document workers' expertise, strengths and insights of one's own development. We can say that the applicant represents and assists their skills and merits. And if we use digital portfolio, it is easy to illustrate that with compact examples and images and text, because this make it more personalized. Now I have two examples from my own digital portfolios. I have put pictures to my paper and links, as you see. Now it takes too long time to open this link, but my presentation slides are here. And then I can put videos to this portfolios. I have made a new pedagogical program, and I have this presentation on YouTube. It is on our websites, because our staff members can watch it at what time they want. This was my presentation, and this was Prezi and digital portfolio. Thank you.